Any update on Morgan and LaTroy?
Yeah, Morgan and LaTroy both saw Dr. McKenzie this morning, or this afternoon, or wherever we are here. But I haven't met with the trainers yet. So we've been coaching meetings starting this morning, and just finished up with our, you know, offense and defense, and we have special teams going on right now. So we're still working through that.
Mike, Clay wasn't on the field there late in the game. Any reason for that?
Just, you know, he's got some things we're looking at there. It's, you know, just part of the medical. We'll have that for you Wednesday.
Any reason to be concerned with him?
Not as right now. I don't have all the information.
Have you had a chance to watch the film? What did you see with your offense last night?
Offensively, we... You know, did some good things. You know, definitely the efficiency, the flow, execution. We need to improve that. You know, whether it's playing with a quicker tempo, not reacting to the disguise of the defense. So that's really what today's meeting was for, to make sure that our players saw the video, to get it corrected, and try to get us on a normal time clock here as far as getting into a normal week of preparation. So that's really where our focus is on offense.
Given how good your offense has been for so long and then what it dealt with last year, what do you think's going on? Why don't you think you have the flow and the efficiency and the execution you have had for so long? What do you think?
Well, I think it's like a lot of things in life, and in particular the game of football. There's parallels there. You got to eliminate the motion, the drama, comparables from prior years. The fact of the matter, it's week two. We've discussed this. It's no excuse. Just the way early season football is, whether you want to call it sloppy, the efficiency, rhythm, flow, whatever term you want to use to describe it. It wasn't good enough last night, so we'll continue to work at it. We have a clear understanding of what we need to do. We have a clear understanding and a vision of what we're going to do. So, and those are the facts, and that's the approach that we'll take. Mindset's important. So we're going to stay on the balls of our feet and punch like hell, and we'll improve, which we already have from the video that we've gone through with the players, and we'll finish that today with the special team. So week two, big game, not trying to division game. Very important to win those. We clearly understand that, but we're 1-1. We've come off a 2-week stretch. It's been very difficult. We've been on the road for 4 weeks. You have to factor those things in when you train your football team, and we will, as we move through today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So you'll see a change in the schedule Wednesday. We'll give that to you Wednesday, and hopefully we'll get back on a normal flow into the week on Thursday. So it's all part of the challenges of the NFL season, and the start of the season is always probably the most difficult.
What you just said about the offense, the slow start to the season, could any of that just be kind of a hangover and getting in rhythm after kind of not having as many snaps in the preseason? Is there any correlation there?
I mean, to make one general statement of what's right or what's wrong with any component of your football, I don't know how you really can do that unless you're talking specifically about an individual or maybe a position. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes in the coordination of 11 players, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, whether who played in the preseason, how much they played, who they played with. You know, a lot of those decisions are driven by the medical status of different players. But hey, your training camp is what it is. We went through it. I thought clearly it was one of our most physical, energetic training camps. You evaluate the preseason games along with the practices. That's been done, but it's the real games now. So we're not as good as we want to be today, and that's why we fully recognize we have work to do.
Can you shed any light on how difficult it is for a quarterback like Bradford to come into a new system and look as efficient as he did in so little time?
I think it's a credit to Sam and the way he played. you know, he was able to get the completions and made, you know, three, you know, really significant throws in the game. So he did a heck of a job.
Why you guys like to play so heavily, like to keep the tempo up, and that limits your substitutions. But do you have to weigh matchups too, whether you want to try to change personnel, and how much goes into that process of weighing, you know, one versus the other?
That's a good question, Rob. I think that's the game of football. So it's really the pockets of the game that you are playing the tempo that you want. I mean, and when it's happening, then. That's normal down a distance situation, you know, when the red zone. Our philosophy is, you know, Eddie and James, we feel, is an excellent 1-2 punch. I think a fresh back is better than, you know, who's in there at a certain time. So we trust both those guys fully. In analysis of our offense after two games, the running backs have not been given enough opportunities. You know, so that's something that, you know, I need to focus on. Our perimeter players, we need to get them more opportunities too. So, we're not getting the ball. It's really, you know, it goes back to the efficiency and the execution and the flow of our offense. We got to convert, first downs. Frankly, you know, our problem in the first half was we didn't generate enough first downs. So, and our production reflected that. So I thought the second half we played more like the way we want to play.
Can I go back to Ryan's question about the preseason snaps? You mentioned it's different for different players in the medical report, but, you know, Aaron wasn't on the medical report. Is it maybe part of Aaron's slow start? Maybe that he just didn't play enough in the preseason?
Well, if you listen to my whole answer, number one, it's not only who plays, when they play, who they play with, all those things. I mean, it's a combination thing. It's just not one player. I mean, you say one player didn't play this many snaps. I mean, if that's your evaluation, that's fine. But I don't agree with it.
No, I guess that was my point. That you said it's the combination of who they play with. So if he's not, I know he really took a lot of practice snaps, but if he's not taking preseason snaps, is that an issue there or no?
Well, I mean, there's moving parts to it. You know, is he just playing with, I mean, who's in the game? I mean, you know, who's on the other side of the field? I mean, all those things factor.
Like, there's been times your offense has been really good at going deep at stretching the field, and then times when you've been pretty methodical. Are you caught somewhere in between that right now, do you think?
Well, I think you either have production at the level you want to or you don't. Big play production is a necessity to win in the National Football League. We treat it as a fundamental. And big play production is something that we're always in touch with. It was – as a football team, it was eight. You know, we both were tied at halftime, and that's one of the emphasis that we made for the second half. So, as far as throwing the ball down the field, we had some opportunities. We just weren't, you know, as efficient as we would like to have been.
Like, you have seven receivers on your roster. Obviously, Jeff probably can't play offense right now, but. Is there a way to get, or do you want to get maybe some of those other guys more involved, or do you just like sticking with the majority of the?
I mean, flow of the game, really what's going on during the course of the game. It's like anything in this game, you really have a decision one way or the other. Do you want to play, you know, personnel formation exactly this player for this play? We've played like that at one time here. We do that sometimes in situations, and there's times where we don't. You know, we play tempo and no huddle. So having the ability to do both is important, I feel, especially over the course of the season. And the utilization of the players in both formats is important because it definitely challenges the defense. So, but I mean, that's really goes back to, you know, how you game plan and really how the game plan unfolds during the course of the game.
Is Janus any closer to getting the club offers?
He's getting close. Frankly, the club won't come off till after the bye week. Was the plan, and I think we're on course for that.
We talk a lot about fundamentals. When Aaron struggled like he did last night, I know he sets a very high bar standard for himself. Is there anything fundamentally that he needs to clean up going forward out of last night?
Well, I mean, you look at everybody's fundamentals, and Aaron's no different. You look at the. Obviously, if you're talking about a route, what's called, what was the challenge of the route? And, you know, the time clock is something that we need to improve on in our passing game. So, I mean, that'll be a focus of ours this week.
Two more, please.
Is Sam Shields any closer to getting through?
Sam had a workout this morning. I know he's got some things going on in the middle of the week, but, yeah, I don't really have an update or as far as, you know, progress or anything to give you there.
How much of a work in progress is Jared Cook's role in this offense?
Jared Cook is, you know, doing some really good things. I think if you look at, number one, the opportunity he's been given, he's been very productive. You know, I thought the couple of the things that happened on the field as far as adjustments and in the flow of a game is what you're looking for. Because, I mean, anytime you have a new player coming from a different offense now to do that in the heat of the battle, I mean, that's positive. So, I mean, fundamentals, he's like everybody else. I mean, there's things that we'll continue to work on, but I think he's a good fit for us.
There's obviously a ton of different variables in every single play, but to see Aaron and the streak that he's on of being under 100 passer rating for 14 straight games, that just kind of knocks you over knowing how good he's been historically. Is there anything you see that's different in the way he's playing, or is there anything that you really want to focus on to kind of get him back to being himself?
Well, I think number one, just going back to the basic thought process, every year is different. We're obviously a different team, and we're different on offense too. You look at the components of each position, where there's experience this year as opposed to others. So, I mean, that's part of it. How we want to play is a focus that we need to do a better job of moving forward. I think when you look at how you lay out a game and how it unfolds, you know, we've played in two games now. You know, I think the Jacksonville game definitely getting behind, particularly in the time possession in the first half. We had to play a little differently than we wanted to going into the game. If you look at the second half of that, really our inefficiency on third down this pass game in the first half got us a little behind. And you know, we went to, you know, some more basic things there in the second half, and but you know, I thought that, you know, with the turnovers in the second half were obviously we didn't overcome them, but that was really the downfall there. So I think you just have to have them tune with that. I mean, statistics are important. I think that statistics are definitely make you look at something, you know, focus on an area to look at it. But at the end of the day, and it's really the message to the team. I'm a fundamentalist. I always go back to the foundation of why we do things and how we do it, and staying true to that. I'm not, frankly, a conversation Aaron and I had this year. We're not really worried about statistics. We're not worried about being number one in the league in scoring. This is about being a well-rounded football team, playing better in the area of balance. You know, the things we need to do a better job of. And it takes all three phases to get this done. We need to win the field position battle every week. We need to win the time of possession battle every week. So all the variables and factors into that, that's what I'm looking for. That's the team that I'm developing, because that's what wins, you know, when you need to really win. And we haven't gotten that done in 2 weeks. You know, last night's game was more about the turnover ratio, if you're looking to cut the difference between the game. But we, you know, we got to do, you know, better job in certain areas, and that's the beauty of today. You have a chance to go through it, dissect it, and lay it all out, communicate about it, and, you know, I feel like we've had a good day of doing that.
You mentioned field position. Did Jake kick the ball better than he has the first 2 games?
Definitely. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, you know, your ball placement is very important. You know, that's something that we came out of last season with a focus on. Obviously, all through training camp, and it's definitely a focus, you know, this year. I mean, we have good cover units that we can be better. You know, we had the one, that big kickoff after the personal foul was an important play in the game, but ball placement's critical, and that's all part of it.